AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The seventh day of the war in the Middle East saw Iran launch another wave of retaliatory strikes against Israel and Gulf countries, while Israel pounded Tehran with airstrikes as well as southern Lebanon, targeting the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group. Sam Mednick reports from Israel's northern border.
The army has said here that they are going to do what it takes to defend the communities, that they're refusing to evacuate Israelis from the villages here. They have put soldiers in front of the villages in order to protect them from Hezbollah. They're going to advance further into Lebanon, and that this could take weeks or even months. There is this double threat here in the north. You have these missiles coming in from Iran, and you have these drones as well as missiles coming in from Hezbollah. So the army is saying that it is doing everything it can to try and give people in these villages some semblance of security, even though there is constant incoming.
And Ed Donahue has more on U.S. strikes.
A military expert tells the AP satellite images and videos of an Iranian girls' school damaged by large explosions at the start of the U.S.-Israeli airstrike campaign indicate a targeted attack from the air hit the building. Tom Fletcher is United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator.
UNHCR are reporting hundreds of thousands of people displaced. UNICEF are reporting that over 190 children have been killed since the escalation, including over 180 in Iran, 7 in Lebanon, 3 in Israel, and 1 in Kuwait. So once again, civilians must be protected.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Oil prices have spiked to their highest since 2023, and Mike Kempen reports it's showing up at the pump.
AAA says since the war began intensifying in the Middle East, gas prices have increased from an average of just under $3 a gallon last week to a current average of $3.32 a gallon.
U.S. employers cut 92,000 jobs last month, while the unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. This is AP News. New alert systems aim to ease stress on firefighters.
If you've been hanging out at a Danbury, Connecticut firehouse lately, you might have noticed the alarms went from to this.
Check one. Respond to sick person.
Assistant Chief William Lounsbury says Danbury has joined firehouses around the country that made the switch.
The new system has reduced and she'll continue to reduce firefighter stress from the sound of the tones going off. The information is delivered clear, so you're not struggling to understand what's being said.
Engine 27 and truck 2.
The new system also sends alerts to firefighters' phones. Captain Kevin Lunny.
And you're like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. What unit are we going to? You can pull your phone out and you can see what unit you're going to.
Engine 26, squad 21.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.